the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Tuesday morning. You are tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith along with Damian Collado and David Dawson. Hey guys, good morning.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. It's not Monday anymore. It's Tuesday. So we're moving right along.
I know. Oh my goodness. Damian.
We are moving along.
I was waiting for death.
Good?
I thought he died over here. I didn't know what happened. I was getting a little nudge.
I didn't know if that was my cue to go ahead and start a prayer.
When it comes to prayer, you just jump right in.
Jump right in. Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, we'll do that then in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty and eternal God, who gave your Holy Church Blessed John of Avila as doctor, grant that what he taught when moved by the Divine Spirit may always stay firm in our hearts. And as by your gift we embrace him as our patron saint, may we also have him as our defender of and entreat your mercy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. St. John of Avila, pray for us. We will learn more about our saint of the day later on in today's show, but we're starting off with events in our listening area we will give you details about. That is coming up in 8 minutes, and you can find all of these events on our website at ccmedia.live. If you're on the road and on the way to carpool work or just getting your morning started, you can always go to ccmedia.live to find every single one of them. In 18 minutes, Claire Willis joins us. She is the Assistant Superintendent of Catholic Schools in the Diocese of Baton Rouge. She will be updating us on the wonderful things the Catholic schools in the Baton Rouge area are doing. In 35 minutes, Kelly Bro joins us. She's a president and co-founder of Redbird Ministries. And we're going to be talking about this wonderful ministry and how it's helping so many people, couples who have lost their babies through miscarriage. So we'll be talking about this, also infertility as well. And in 48 minutes, Matt Estrade joins us. He's a founder of Peace with Dementia Rosary and Catholic Aging. And he's going to be telling us about his ministry. And so many people are looking to Matt right now for guidance and caregivers. And what do? I am now in this position of caring for a loved one who is going through dementia or Alzheimer's. Caregiving in general. So Matt's going to give us some tips and advice on how to navigate this new journey. So looking forward to today's show.
This is an important show. I mean, this show has got a lot of information here. I mean, I know a lot of folks that are grieving, you know, for their children that they've lost. And then, of course, a lot of people that are going through that stage in their life when it comes to older folks that they're taking care of. Mm-hmm. So thank goodness we archive it. They can always go back and look at it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's got a website, too, that one could go to.
Yes.
So, right now, weather-wise, you can always go to the Weather Channel or you can come right here. And we'll give you
much
a good
better.
Summation.
Much
and and you don't have to finagle all the technology to get there.
That's right.
A cloudy start to today. Let's start with that. And it could be a day in which we may see thunderstorms in the afternoon. Winds out of the east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. 70% chance of rain in the forecast. High 85, low 70. Tomorrow about the same, though the rain chances are reduced to about 25% compared to 70% today. Temperatures in and around the area. In Baton Rouge, as well as on the North Shore, it's 74 degrees. In Gulfport, 72. Home of Thibodeau, 75. And in New Orleans, it's currently 76 degrees. Don't go too far. We have some events we want to share with you, as we mentioned, and a lot more on Wake Up.
A good Tuesday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's Gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." We've heard the Gospel, and now we reflect.
The Greek word that is translated as peace is used 92 times in the New Testament. It is connected with the Old Testament Hebrew word shalom, which not only means peace, but well-being and completeness. This important biblical idea focuses on our interior spiritual welfare rather than the cessation of warfare and strife, which is the elusive secular understanding of peace. St. Augustine called it the tranquility of order in his City of God. Above all, in the Old Testament, peace is the result of the blessing that came from fidelity to God's commandments. Psalm 35 sang that God desired peace for all his people. However, the Old Testament prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Haggai foresaw that only the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, would bring the peace God's people longed for. Building on the Old Testament understanding of peace, the New Testament envisions peace as an expression of order and harmony which finds its fulfillment in Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus restored peace between God and man. And so St. Paul wrote that Christ reconciled all things to himself, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by his blood on the cross. Because Jesus made peace a quality that resides in us by the presence of the Holy Spirit, a Christian can remain interiorly undisturbed amid the strife of this world. Jesus reassured us, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus used peace as a greeting. Peace be to you. Christians are called to live in God's peace with one another and to bring peace to our troubled and conflicted world. St. Paul charged us, "Strive for peace with all men, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord." Here is our challenge: to become carriers of peace, radiating holiness. Well, how are we doing? Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sagers.
Thank you, Jimmy Sagers and Father Chris Decker. You know, we have events, but also once in a while we give you a little news blurb. And here's one. Father Jamin David in the Diocese of Baton Rouge was recently honored by the Louisiana State Knights of Columbus with multiple prestigious awards, including the Past State Deputies Award, which is bestowed on one knight from Louisiana annually for exemplifying the charisma of the Fraternal Order. And he also received the State Blessed Michael McGivney Award,
wow,
given to an exemplary chaplain in the state of Louisiana. So congratulations, Father Jamin. We thank you for all the work you do and all the many hats that you wear here in the Diocese of Baton Rouge.
He wears a lot of hats.
Oh, yeah.
He does a lot. That's a busy, busy man. But, well, congratulations. And he has time to hang with us every now and then.
Yeah.
How nice is that? St. John of the Cross Catholic Church in Lacombe will once again host the Holy Spirit Novena beginning Friday, May 19th, and concluding on Saturday, May 27th, the eve of Pentecost. And each night will feature a different celebrant for Mass as well as musical artists of various styles. They're going to have confession, praise, and worship. That's going to begin at 6:15 and then Mass celebrated at 7. So this is all week long. Father Sidney Speaks will kick off the 9-day nightly novena. And for more information, go to ccmedia.live for all the details. And from what I hear, Father Sidney speaks.
Mm-hmm. He's amazing.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes.
The Spirit will be unmoving.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, he is. He will get you motivated, that's for sure. Well, plan to attend the 10th annual Old Metairie Crawfish Festival and Cook-Off over at St. Catherine of Siena in Metairie on May 13th from 2 to 8 p.m., rain or shine. All you can eat crawfish, which literally sounds like heaven, live bands, cooking competition between 40 plus teams, and refreshments for sale. Tickets are on sale at $25 for kids and $35 for adults. So you're definitely going to get your money's worth if it's an all you can eat crawfish. You can go to ccmedia.live to find out more information about this wonderful event. It's actually happening this weekend.
Yeah, this great Saturday. Price. And Friday, as a matter of fact, if you love the Blessed Mother, then you're going to want to sign up for the upcoming Saints by Number painting class with sacred artist Jacob Zumo. It's going to be Friday, as I mentioned, May 12th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at J. Zumo Gallery in Baton Rouge. The theme for the session is entitled The Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's where each person attending will be painting their own image of the Immaculate Heart of Mary with the guidance, of course, and instruction of nationally known sacred artist Jacob Zumo. Cost is $100 a person, $180 a couple. Get a little bit of a break if you bring a friend. And all painting supplies are provided, as well as wine, food, and a self-tour of the J. Zumo Art Gallery, along with Father Josh Johnson, who's going to give a brief talk to kick off the event. So it's really going to be a nice evening. Sign up at jzumo.com for Painting by the Saints by Number this Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the J. Zumo Gallery, as I said, just off I-12 in Baton Rouge.
That's awesome. That is neat.
Yeah, yes. It's a cool event.
Yeah, a lot going on there.
Yeah, it's the third one that they're having. So each month it keeps building
attendance.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
So if you're a rising 8th grader up to a graduating senior looking for adventure, community, and time with the Lord, consider joining us in the Great Smoky Mountains. Ooh. The CYO Fun Trip will be July 17th through the 21st for a week full of whitewater rafting, hiking, and more. And we will stay at the Wafloy Mountain Village. And so you want to sign up at scschurch.com or go to ccmedia.live for details. Love the Smoky Mountains.
That's a nice trip.
That sounds really nice.
It's better than my 8th grade trip. Mm-hmm.
Well, also nice is Clara Willis, and she's going to be coming your way next when we get to talk to her. David Dawson will be doing that. It's already 15 after the hour, folks, on this Tuesday morning. So wake up.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for May 9th. Today we celebrate St. John of Avila. Born in 1500 in the Castile region of Spain, at age 14, John was sent to the University of Salamanca to study law. Later, he studied philosophy and theology in Alcala before his ordination as a diocesan priest. As his parents' sole heir, John received a considerable fortune upon their deaths, which he immediately distributed to the poor. John traveled to Seville, hoping to become a missionary to Mexico. However, Seville's archbishop persuaded John to remain and minister to the inhabitants of Andalusia. Over the next 9 years, John earned a reputation as an engaging preacher, a perceptive spiritual director, and a wise confessor. Not afraid to denounce vice in high places, John was investigated by the Inquisition, but later cleared. He counted among his friends such saints as Francis Borgia, Ignatius Loyola, John of God, John of the Cross, Peter of Alcantara, and Teresa of Avila. John worked closely with the Society of Jesus, helping it to grow both in Spain and in the Spanish colonies. John of Avila died in 1569, was canonized in 1970, and named a Doctor of the Church in 2012. His mystical writings have been translated into several languages. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
18 past the hour, you're listening to Wake Up. I'm David Dawson with Gabby Smith, Damian Collada, and we are getting our next guest on the phone as we speak, and we'll be talking to Claire shortly. Willis, the assistant superintendent. Oh, wait, Claire is on the phone.
Okay, good.
Claire, the assistant superintendent of the Diocese of Baton Rouge Catholic Schools, and also my niece.
Really?
Well, I'm her great uncle.
Oh, my goodness.
I like to say I'm her great uncle because I'm great, you know, but, you know, but she, I don't know if she'd agree with you.
How does she feel about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, I could be wrong. Okay. Hey, Claire.
I think she's okay with it.
Hey, good morning.
How's the family? We're just, y'all talk amongst yourselves. We're gonna catch up on family life now. No, I'm kidding.
Yes. Everyone is doing well on our end.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, look, Claire, this time of year, This is what I picture. Your job suddenly gets really easy, and all the schools just shut down, and everybody just goes to the beach and breaks out the margaritas, right? That's all y'all do?
Oh, you're such a funny jokester. the grand misconception that teachers and educators only work 9 months out of the year, right?
Right, right. They do nothing after that, yeah. Yeah,
so. That's right. We're actually about to hit some of our busiest time of year as we spend a couple of weeks shutting everything, closing everything out for the year. So schools are really busy with those end of the year ceremonies and finals and finishing up transcripts, graduating the high school seniors. And at the same time, planning ahead for the next school year, which includes hiring and enrolling and then planning forward for how to best serve the students in our schools. And so we actually gear up for some pretty exciting stuff that happens over the summer. So I'm glad to share that with you guys.
Well, this is actually then a busier time of year because you're talking moving teachers around, you're talking hiring. I mean, I guess the interviewing process, all of that in the works. So the machine just keeps moving, right? And by the time school starts, I guess everything's in place and you're ready just to pull the trigger. Is that what's going on?
In an ideal scenario, we're ready to start that school year rolling. Okay. But that's why it's summertime tends to be very busy for both the Catholic Schools Office and at each individual school as well.
Wow.
And so we're spending some time right now doing some future planning. So thinking about what priorities and initiatives we want to tackle for next school year and then, you know, putting those things into place. And so we start right off the bat. As soon as school ends, we've got some exciting things happening in June. We do a 3-day teacher summer institute that'll take place in the first week of June where we invite all teachers in the diocese to come to it's a 3-day like professional development. Multiple sessions being offered for teachers of all content areas, all grade levels, to just learn more about their content area, about ways to engage students, ways to assess students so that we could truly measure their learning, engage them in the learning. So we've got a couple of STEM sessions planned, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math. All sorts of exciting things happening. And so, you know, we want all teachers to come to that. That's a big ask, of course. You know, they finish out the school year in May.
And then suddenly come on back.
Right. Well, and as you can imagine, when you're in the work and teaching and doing and grading and planning, it's a lot harder to feed yourself as a teacher and continue that ongoing learning process. And so summertime really is the best chance to sort of take a break, reflect on what your practice was in the past year, where you maybe encountered challenges, where you'd really like to grow and stretch. And so we try to capture that and, you know, that momentum in that first week of June with our teacher institute. And so we're really excited about that.
Mm-hmm. So this is like a conference with workshops. Am I getting that right?
That's exactly right. It's, you know, local here in Baton Rouge and we put it on at the Catholic Life Center. And so we'll be hosting, you know, hundreds of teachers coming in for different sessions, different learning opportunities. And teachers can come to any or all of the days. And depending on what school district that they are, their school resides in, so they're what public school district they reside in, there's additional stipends available for teachers who come.
Oh, my goodness. So, okay.
Cool. Try to incentivize it also, because we know that, you know, a lot of them will come regardless of the pay, but they, it certainly helps them.
But it doesn't hurt.
A little bonus in. For sure. And then we follow it up 1 week later with our annual leadership summer summit, where the administrative teams from all the schools get together for, again, professional development, ways to grow their schools, and got a number of topics, but we're focusing on kind of leadership and decision making this year. And so that's really exciting. That'll be held in the second week of June for all of our administrators, and we'll actually be hosting that at the Laud Cook Alumni Center at LSU as our location. So kind of getting, you know, get a little bit of a feel of being somewhere different other than a campus, but without the complications of travel.
Right, right. So what I'm picturing here with your conference and then the summit right after that, you know, maybe they could sleep a little bit later and then they don't have to hit the ground running as soon as they, you know, they can actually, this actually sounds kind of refreshing for the teachers and the administrators.
Well, that's the hope. You know, okay. We do spend time, yeah, kind of refocusing on mission and that vocational calling that drew us all into this work in Catholic education in the first place. And we're so blessed with educators in our diocese who really do strive to grow and learn and be those, you know, lifelong learners. And so many of them come because they just want to know more. They want to know how to serve the students really well. And so they're drawn just by that intrinsic desire to learn and grow.
Wow, that sounds incredible. That sounds great. And that's pretty much right after school ends. You're talking the first
that's right.
2 weeks in June, right, you said?
That's right. Okay. And then, you know, I would love to say, yes, it slows down a little bit. The pace maybe changes a little bit.
Right.
The cadence of the day, each day is a little different when you don't have students in the building. But again, it's really a lot of planning ahead. And so luckily, many administrators, they do take some time for themselves. And teachers, of course, get an opportunity to rest and recharge. But that does mean they come back, you know, late July, early August, ready to hit the ground running, planning ahead and getting ready for their new students and setting up classrooms and all of those things. We take the opportunity during the summer, schools do often, to do any kind of construction or renovation work that they need to get done. If they've got to, you know, shift around classrooms, they're moving furniture, they're painting, they're cleaning. So it stays pretty busy. And for our Catholic schools office, and we're planning the start of the year activities. We jump right into it with a new teacher orientation at the beginning of August.
Okay.
Where we gather all teachers new to the diocese for an in-person workshop on the ministry and mission of Catholic education.
Oh, nice.
And then we host an all-educator gathering, our Catholic educators gathering, for all teachers and administrators in the diocese to come together, kind of get re-centered on mission and commissioned by the bishop to kind of charge us with this very important work.
All the teachers. Where does that take place? That's got to be a big venue there.
So we kind of hop around to the schools that have churches large enough to host us.
Yeah.
That's really the place that has the biggest. So we've been in the past, we've gone to Most Blessed Sacrament.
Uh-huh.
We've gone to St. George. We're actually exploring our location for this year. So stay tuned. We'll have that coming out soon. So where we'll be for this upcoming school year.
So you got a little break somewhere like in July to where you can breathe,
Claire,
right?
My third.
Well, I mean, honestly, oh yeah, go ahead, Gabby.
Well, I have a question. You know, we're getting into the summertime. We're thinking about summer camps as parents and what to do in the summer. You know, it's really helpful, I think, for a lot of teachers to keep our children engaged and not, you know, kind of turn off the brain during those couple of months that we're on vacation. So what can we do as parents to help the teachers? Because once they start, it's review time, you know, and we're reviewing for weeks. So what can we do as parents to help the teachers kind of continue to use the brain during summertime?
Yes, that's a great question. So, you know, first of all, that you're going to find that a lot of schools will host summer camps. So opportunities for kids to actually go to campus and do some fun things that are also, you know, hidden learning objectives. But if that's not, you know, in the work for you to send them to camps and you've got them at home, we definitely recommend reading. So summer reading, you'll have structured summer reading programs, but even if your school doesn't, just get to the library at least once a week. Check out books. Let the kids just read what they want to read. Keep them reading, you know, motivate them. Sign up for the public library summer reading program that's got some prizes and, you know, goals that they set. Most of our schools have access through the summer to some online learning platforms such as IXL, if that's one you're familiar with.
Yes.
And so, you know, if you're like me and we try to limit screen time, but it's not completely gone, we can at least match it up and say, okay, before you can, you know, be mindless on the screen, you've got to spend 30 minutes doing some math practice, for instance, on IXL, which is kind of a gamified,
we love IXL.
Individualized learning system, right? So, you know, kids get immediate feedback. It kind of paces with the child. And like I said, many of our schools, most of them, in fact, have access to that, and it extends through the summer. So that's a great way to kind of motivate them to, okay, you can have a little screen time, but let's make sure that it's purposeful, too.
Yeah, Dami and I are looking at each other like, what is IXL? But we could probably use a little bit of that.
My son was on IXL for a long time.
So we don't need we don't need any more knowledge.
Keeping him engaged.
The only thing I know about that is I wanted my parents kept saying, I want you to excel.
I see.
Yeah, that's where IXL
works. That's still good.
Yeah, I don't know if that has the same connotation.
Yeah, no.
Well, it's certainly a play on that word excel, for sure.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
To keep accelerating learning for excellence. And
there you go.
And again, those little, that's what we can capitalize on technology in those ways by using those individualized systems that, again, it'll assess students where they are and kind of match them with skills that they need to strengthen. And so even if a kid is really pacing ahead of the curve, they can keep growing. And if they need a little bit of extra reinforcement.
Claire, thanks a bunch. It was great to have you with us again. Give your family a hug for me, and we'll talk to you soon. All right. Take care. All right. 30 past the hour on Wake Up.
Here's a CC Media Did You Know.
Keep up with us on Twitter. Just follow us at LA Catholic Media. That's at LA Catholic Media to receive our tweets. Also, visit our website 24/7 at ccmedia.live.
It is 35 past the hour. You are tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damian Collado and David Dawson. Well, let's talk about a need over in the New Orleans area located in Central City. Hotel Hope is a 24-hour room motel that shelters homeless mothers and their children. Housed in the former Crescent Palms Motel off of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Hotel Hope provides a temporary home in a secure location for families while assisting mothers in finding sustainable employment and permanent housing. With no license to cook meals for their guests, there is a need for volunteers to deliver evening meals for families and volunteers to staff the front desk in four-hour shifts. If you are interested, then you can visit hotelhope.org. They also do so many other things as well, like provide little welcome baskets and gifts for when mothers and their kids first enter into their hotel, provide meals, serve the meals. Mm-hmm. I actually had the pleasure of touring Hotel Hope not too long ago, and they're doing some great work over there. The need is urgent. So hotelhope.org is where you can go to find out more information about this wonderful ministry.
Gabby, also, do you have any idea if, you know, I've done this before in Baton Rouge for other ministries and charities and such, doing cooking myself and then bringing large batches for the people to eat. You know how many people we're talking about feeding when we bring, or do we just bring casseroles and let them add them up? You know,
I'm really not quite sure. I know that Sister Mary Lou Specka with Hotel Hope could probably answer that a little bit better than I can.
Okay.
But there were a good amount of women and children over in the shelter when I went and toured it.
Yeah.
So, and that was before COVID.
Because
imagine with prices going up and rent going up in New Orleans, that it's more urgent.
Well, I mean, you know, Damian and I are kind of in the same boat. You know, we're used to. I like to cook outside, right? I like to grill and cook for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And now our families have moved out the house.
Right.
And so I do it, but I do these large batches on weekends. But during the week, I still like to cook, right? Well, this gives me an excuse to cook a big old large batch of something. And then
you feed a lot of people who you need.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed. Absolutely. Yeah. Plus, I mean, it's just, you feel good doing it, right? Yeah,
exactly.
You know? So,
it's part of giving.
So anyway, I think that's a wonderful idea to cook for Hotel Hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Agree. And, and we'll be talking to Sister Mary Lou, you know, in the next coming weeks to learn a little bit more about how we can help, especially in the summertime with service hours. And we're trying to get those in for our kids, but also teach them valuable lessons of real world scenarios. So I think that this is a good opportunity to give back and to help those in need. So real quick, you know, we have our pledge drive, our summer pledge drive coming up in less than a month. It's happening on June 5th through the 9th, our summer pledge drive. Dave, we come to our listeners 3 times a year.
That's right.
To ask for donations to continue to keep Catholic Community Media on the air.
This is our lifeblood. We have to do it, you know, and you know, we're not crazy about doing it. I mean, we have a good time. We have a lot of guests come in. We have a lot of fun. And it's just something that is just necessary because we run on donations. We need this This is how we operate. We have some underwriters that you'll hear that during the day, all throughout the day. But really, the majority of it is these donations, and they're not huge donations, right, Damian? But they add up. You know,
every dollar counts.
Yeah,
and it goes toward we use the monies 100% to get things that we need to make Catholic Community Media viable. To both audio and visual to our listeners and viewers, because we have been able to now advance ourselves, and fortunately with the help of Catholic Life Television, we are more than just streaming on the internet. We are now showing Wake Up Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 on television.
Right.
Here in the Baton Rouge market.
We're always looking for any opportunity to reach as many people as possible.
That.
This is so important.
And that's it.
Yes.
You know, it's, you know, we say, you know, tuning your heart to the truth. Boy, do we need to get the truth out there. And that is the beauty of Catholic Community Radio, because the secular media, no telling what you're going to get day in and day out.
I don't buy it anymore. You know what I mean? You're listening to it, and unless it's music or sports, I don't know what to believe or care about even anymore.
I don't even listen to it. If I'm going to listen to the radio, it's going to be Catholic radio. So, you know, it's just, you know,
honestly, it's refreshing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And you know, we tried this with our last pledge drive, and it seemed to work very well, is we won't be interrupting our programming like we used to do, a 5-hour marathon of nonstop interviews.
I'm so glad you said that because a lot of folks would say, oh, that's that week, I'll tune into something else. No, it's still going to be your same programming.
We just use the breaks, 2-minute breaks, to bring the message to you.
To bring the message and yeah, beg a little. That's what we do. So
okay. Well,
yeah, but we are going to have 2 hours of Wake Up. So
yes,
during the week of drive time, we will have 2 hours of Wake Up, but your regular programming after that, after 9 o'clock, will not be interrupted. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, we're going to have regular guests, but also some of your local favorites as well. So that'll be a good way to tune in. And of course, once we get closer, we'll talk about the urgent need for Catholic Community Media and continue to keep something like this on the air, because I think that it, like you said, it's greatly needed, and it has been for a long time.
Yeah, and there's another fundraiser sorts. It's Advent at Sea.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yeah, we can't forget about that. Otherwise, Father Chris Decker is going to be going by himself.
And he would. He would.
Yeah. I love Advent at Sea.
But it's a 4-night Western Caribbean cruise departing from New Orleans on December 7th. And everyone will be returning on December the 11th. You can secure your cabin today. Just go to ccmedia.live, look for the little icon, and sign up. We've got a number of cabins already filled, but there's probably 3 or 4 left. So if you want to go, this is a great way to get your Christmas in order.
So we're going to, what a great way, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We still have Mass.
Yes.
That Mass every day.
Every day.
And just, I mean, so we're going to be Catholic with you throughout the trip. And then it's the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe right in there.
Yes.
So we're going to recognize that as well.
So I just thought I'd throw that out there for anybody looking for something to do as we get, the year's already halfway through, so now you can really plan for this.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. Well, if you have an event happening in your local area, whether it's a summer camp or a mission trip or a 8th grade trip like we talked about earlier, you can send it to us for free and we'll post it on our events calendar at ccmedia.live. Click on events and resources or events and news and you'll click on submit your event. Even festivals, I know that along the Gulf Coast, there is a St. Clara Seafood Festival happening Memorial Day weekend. Of course, we all know about the Our Lady of the Gulf Crab Fest happening 4th of July weekend. So all of those wonderful, amazing festivals, send them our way.
Sacred Heart Catholic Church is having in D'Iberville, they call it, I think.
D'Iberville.
It's the Crawfish Cook-Off, and that is going to be this Saturday over there. So plan to attend that, since we were talking about seafood.
Crabs, crawfish. Oh, what? That's what we're here for, though.
Yes.
We're going to get the word out, and we're going to go.
Well, so we have been to the Our Lady of the Gulf Crab Fest in Bay St. Louis. You guys, it is awesome.
I have got to go to that.
There's so much food.
I have not been.
Really?
Amazing. Great views.
I can get boiled crabs
great
there.
Great food. Right? Yes, you can get crabs there. Right. I don't know about boiled, but I have never really ventured into that area, but they do have
I bet you they got crab patties for sure.
I would hope. But anyway, then, it doesn't matter. Crab anything, I'm there.
Well, that's right. Why would you care? Yeah.
What's the date, Gabby, on that one? Do you remember?
So the Arlie of the Gulf Crab Fest is usually 4th of July weekend. It's not going to be on Sunday, so they'll have it that weekend. It's usually, I think it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Perfect.
So they don't have it on that Sunday. And then the St. Clair Seafood Festival, which is absolutely incredible. And I have never been, but I heard it's incredible from the many people that have gone over in Waveland at St. Clair. Tons of food, drinks, seafood coming out your ears.
Yes.
Great food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Matt Estrada is going to be easy to get to in just a little bit because he's coming up next. That's who we'll be chatting with. Here on Wake Up, it's already 45 after the hour. Get up, get going, get started. It's Tuesday. Let's make it a happy one on Wake Up. Minutes before the top of the hour, and this is Wake Up, and right now we have Matt Estrada with us. He is the founder of Peace with Dementia Rosary, and he's also involved with Catholic Aging Ministries. Good morning, Matt, and welcome back to Wake Up.
Hey, Damien, good morning to you.
All right, my brother, got a lot of things happening. One in particular, before we actually do a deep dive into our subject matter, one of the things I want to share with everyone is the fact that you're in the process of translating Peace with Dementia Rosary into Spanish.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's right, yeah. About 2 months ago, I got a phone call, and I normally don't answer my cell phone if I don't answer. If I don't recognize the number, right? I think most of this, you know, sort of screen our calls. But something told me to answer this call that was, it was like an anonymous call from Lafayette. So I pick it up, and it's a woman who was, thanked me for writing the Peace with Dementia Rosary. But I think most importantly, she said, so when are you going to get it translated into Spanish? Because my family's Spanish, and they want to read it. So it really got me, thinking about it long and hard. So yeah, so we've me and some collaborators, translator, book designer. So we're getting things together to produce a Spanish PDF at first. We'll see how that goes before we go to a print version. But yeah, we're really excited about that. We got a great priest in the Archdiocese that's working with us on that.
Oh,
so hoping to have something at the end of May.
Yeah, is that priest from St. Anthony?
Blessed Silos.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, look, now, with that being said, and I think that's a plus, is you're finally going to go into another language, and who knows where that's going to take you. Let's talk about, I've been getting a lot of input from friends. They hear us talk on the air from time to time. And they want to know, what advice can you give for caregivers whose loved ones have either passed away or and the caregiver themselves all of a sudden feels like they're lost and empty and nothing to do. Mm. And they're like just floating in life.
Yep.
Any advice you can share with them to get them back on the road?
Yeah, that can be very common. There's a chapter in the book about that, about this very situation where the loved one has passed away, and the caregiver who's had this beautiful, this meaningful, this difficult but beautiful role as a caregiver and care partner, they suddenly don't have those things, the doctor's appointments and the moving around their schedule. And as stressful as things can be, these things that we do for our loved ones, when we're not able to do those anymore, it leaves a void. And but we're all lucky that we have our Catholic Church that, where we've been on this journey the whole time with our Lord and our Lady of Sorrows, and they're still there when we feel this void. So a lot of people, they continue to dive deeper into prayer. A lot of people, if they haven't joined a support group yet, as an active caregiver, they find a support group because even though they're not actively caring for somebody, there's still a lot to unpack emotionally and a lot of learning. A lot of people will come to a support group and say, you know, I'm not active active as a care partner anymore because my loved one passed away, but I finally have time to go to a support group, and I need to unpack and see everything that I did I make the right decision? So they come for that education and validation into what they just experienced.
And what about the group sessions that you mentioned? There are some that people can sign up for, right? You're still holding those in and around the New Orleans area?
Yes. Yeah. So I have some online support groups by virtue of my full-time profession. And I also have an in-person group at Mary Queen of Peace Catholic Church in Mandeville. That's the third Thursday of the month in the evening. And people can just, you know, check that bulletin, or they can reach out to me directly for information about any of those groups.
Share with folks a little bit about your Catholic Aging Ministry, because it covers quite a few things. You mentioned your website. You have books. Tell me how that is going for you, and where is your future headed in regards to that?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Damien. So it all started off as really just the Peace with Dementia Rosary, you know, when the book came out in 2019. And the Lord still, you know, had this love of writing and getting more information out there, sort of building on top of and expanding the book. So started a podcast and the website, and have articles and every Tuesday morning. So this morning, those who are on the private free email list will get in about 20 minutes, they'll get an email that has the slides from a recent talk that I did in California. So all that to say, so it started with a book and it's expanding. And then recently this past fall, most know that I rebranded, so to speak, into Catholic Aging with the Peace with Dementia Rosary, because I realized that there are so many people that, praise God, will not experience a cognitive impairment like Alzheimer's disease, but we all will age, and we need to be able to age in right relationship with God. Right. And there are so many beautiful things about getting older and growing closer to God and growing closer to our family that we have to have yet to explore. So I hope to do that with broadening it to Catholic Aging. So we talk about a lot of things, not just dementia now.
Well, and I know we're running out of time, but I do want to touch on the fact that your book, Peace with Dementia Rosary, what I love about it is after you go through the book, toward the end, you have a couple of areas that I think are very helpful for the caregiver and the family. Mm-hmm. One is entitled Maintaining Dignity with Dementia. Wow. And you go through some steps, you go through some questions and answers mm-hmm. that help people get through that and identify some of the needs. Another one that really struck me was Assessment of Personal Music Preference. Now, you would say, what the heck is that about? My dad, the one thing he remembered after having music. Alzheimer's yes. was music isn't and prayers.
Something? Isn't that something?
He knew yeah. the prayers. Our Father, the Hail Mary, and if yeah. you started singing a song, yeah. he knew the words. Mm-hmm. I'm going like, Lord of mercy, how is
isn't
this
it
happening?
Great? Wow. Yes.
Yeah. So you know what I love about it is it allows you to connect and stay connected, mm-hmm. even if it's the little things, right, Matt?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, the guides in the back, sort of worksheets, was something important, because I didn't want to write a book to entertain people. I wanted to write it to edify and then also give them some next steps to actually take action. And I feel like the worksheets in the back are a step in that direction, so that people will put pen to paper and then take that into action. And the music intervention is one that any of us can do with our loved ones.
Right. Well,
as well as exploring dignity and other things.
Well, good luck with getting it translated into Spanish again. Peace with Dementia Rosary. Where do they find your book and more about you?
Yeah, so they can find it on any of the retailers. They can, but of course, it helps the ministry more if you go to Pauline Books and Media on Veterans. We have signed copies there from our book signing 2 weeks ago. And also you can get it directly from CatholicAging.com. There you can either get it straight from the publisher without an autograph, or there's an option in the in our online store where I'll autograph it and mail it myself. So however you want to get it, just I hope people will consider it.
Yep. Well, Matt Estrada, thank you for being with us, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all.
Have a blessed week.
God bless.
Okay. All right. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Teach us, we pray, with humility of heart, so that we may be counted among the little ones of the gospel to whom the Father promised to reveal the mysteries of his kingdom. Help us to pray without ceasing, certain that God knows what we need even before we ask him. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. Central Time. We're talking to Peter Finney with the Clarion Herald, Dr. Tom Neal, Johnny Hebert, and Father Edward Broom. Have a wonderful Tuesday. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.